Grenada in the West Indies is known for cricket, rum and chocolate. All the good things. And Magdalena Fielden of the House of Chocolate is the founder of the Caribbean Islands popular annual chocolate festival. She is also the honorary consul for Mexico, another chocolate-loving country, as she explains to Bridget Leslie.
I had a good friend from Mexico. She set up the Museum of Chocolate in Mexico City. It's called Mucho Chocolate. And she came and she gave me some ideas and she said, I come and help you. And I said, wonderful. And then at that time, I was named the Honorary Consul of Mexico. And I asked Mexico if they could help. And they brought this lady to Granada. And they really gave me a lot of more support, same as the Tourism Authority. And we started to put the festival together. It's never been a big festival. It's kind of a boutique festival because the farms and the chocolate companies, not the farms, the farms are big, but the chocolate companies are tiny. And Granada doesn't have big venues really for much at that time. Now we have a little bit more bigger venues, but we started just really making it a very sustainable. I didn't even have a budget. I did it with a little bit of money from the hotel that we used for marketing. And it came all together. And I was just really amazed to see the enthusiasm of chocolatier people for coming. One of my biggest surprises was the first and second and third one when some chocolatiers came from around the world, really. Just when they saw the first plantation in the cocoa pods and the cocoa trees and met the farmers, it was like their dream came true, you know? It's like they've been making chocolate for all these years, but they never knew the people that grew the cocoa. They didn't know the farms. They didn't know, you know, to look at a fresh pot of cocoa. So it really, we learn a lot from them and they learn a lot from us. And it was a wonderful scenery that we had. And it just, I had so many people asking me to come to the festival because they want to be part of it. But also the festival has influenced quite a lot of people, even in the Caribbean, because now like every Caribbean island has one or two bars of chocolate. In Granada, at the moment, we have 6 companies producing bars of chocolate. We only 120,000 people, but somehow they all still functioning.
Fantastic. What's been the struggles to get that festival together?
Well, a lot of it is putting a schedule together and then making sure that everything's going to happen. Because just trying to get the farmers at the very beginning to understand what we were trying to do, it was very difficult. They go like, what do you mean you're going to bring tourists to my farm? Why do I want the tourists in my farm? Or, you know, we're going to come at this time and we're going to be here and you need to show them this and you need to show them that. And it was very hard for them to understand what we were trying to do. Even I think at the third chocolate festival that we gave awards to some of the farmers, they're going like, why you want to give me an award? Why? I don't understand. I'm just doing my job. So that was a big challenge. And making sure also the venues, were doing what we wanted them to do. Because it was not just visiting the farms. We also did everybody was so willing to participate, but we just wanted to make sure that it was a quality event. So one lady came and approached me and said, well, I am the teacher of sewing teacher at the college. Can we participate? And I say, yeah, that'd be wonderful. I say, what are you thinking in doing? Oh, we want to do some cocoa fashion or chocolate fashion. Wonderful. But then, you know, the models arrived late and it was just like, oh my God. But we did every chocolate festival except the two last ones. We had a fashion show. Also finding enough product for people to show, you know, because before it was only spices or everything was spices, you know, and now that we have spices baskets, you know, little necklaces of seeds and things like that. But now we have a quite a good amount of people doing different things. We had people making cocoa jewelry. We have people painting with cocoa, doing art. It's a man doing a paper with the husk of the cocoa. And of course, using cocoa butter for all the beauty products and treatments, wonderful like lip balms. It's just like cocoa butter. And other products that come with chocolate too, they have appeared little by little. Every year we get a surprise. Also, one of the first farms that we went to visit, the first time we went there, they only show the farm and shows about the cocoa trees. Da, da, da. Next year, they had made cocoa tea with the husk, and they were selling it. The next year, they had chocolate bar. And it was like, and all of these were surprises that we were getting. So at the beginning, we have very little, and now we had too much.
A good problem to have. Does Grenada run on island time? Because I'm hearing that a lot of the farmers and the models, they arrive when they want to rather than when they need to. How does it work?
Yes, definitely island time. But it's the beauty in a way. It takes you a little bit of time to get used to. And sometimes you still go like, oh my God. But yes, it's definitely island time. I love it's a beautiful expression in Grenada. There is people go like, I going to come back. Huh? It means that they're going to go and you don't know when they're going to come. and lots of things like, can you do this? Yeah, when? In a little while. And how long is a little while? A little while. But it's the charm of Grenada, and it's not that bad compared with other places I've been. We also chose Grenada to come here because we thought the people were so nice and they were a little bit harder than other places we've been.
Tell me about the product itself, the chocolate that the locals make. What makes it different from anything else that's available in Mexico, for example, in the other Caribbean islands? What makes Grenada chocolate different?
Yes, well, all the production of cocoa in Grenada is fine cocoa. What it means is not that it's bulk cocoa, Even when we sell some of the cocoa bulk, our chocolate is fine because it has a lot of different notes and flavors. They can be floral, can be earthy, can be fruity. And also the plantations are not just cocoa plantations. The plantations is a mix of different things. You can have plantain, bananas, passion fruit, soursop, coconuts, different herbs too, cinnamon trees, orange, mangoes. And I just recently read a book that is called The Secret Life of Trees, and it tells you how the trees and plants communicate. And I knew it because I think that's part of why Grenada's cocoa is so lovely and it has all these tones. Sometimes you just taste about 70% chocolate from the Grenada Chocolate Company and you can taste berries. You can taste sometimes a little bit of mango, passion fruit. So that's the cocoa we have here. But in the Caribbean, we have four countries that we produce fine cocoa. It's Grenada, Trinidad, San Lucia, and Dominica. Really and truly, the 3-2-bar or bean 2-bar movement started not long ago. So when Maud Green came with his bar of chocolate, it was a 72% bar of dark chocolate. It was not that many. I don't think it was actually any 3-2-bar chocolates, fine chocolate bars made in the world. What's the difference? Well, a lot of it is the machinery that you use and how long you take to make the chocolate. In Mexico, where chocolate originated, with the Aztecs, it was just a drinking chocolate. With the Mayans, Aztecs, and Olmecs, it was just a drinking chocolate. And mainly they toast it and they grind it and they mix it with water, sometimes honey and other spices. Mm-hmm. And that's what they used to use for the ceremonies because they realized that drinking the chocolate made you feel a lot better because all the theobromine and all those lovely ingredients that it has. So it was only for the privilege. But later on, when the Spanish took it to Europe and the French catch up and everybody, you know, started adding milk and other things, but a lot of sugar too. One of the beauties of our chocolate, because it's dark, you taste about 72% or even the 100% bar, actually just won an award at the in England at the Chocolate Awards. It won a silver for one of the best 100% chocolate bars.
Bridget Leslie speaking there with Magdalena Fielden of House of Chocolate Granada. Her organic cacao and chocolate is available online at www.houseofchocolategnd.com.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.